This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 24th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Muslim Fulani militias have struck again in Nigeria, reports the Daily Post. Within the last month, the AK-47-wielding Muslim terrorists killed 50 villagers, burned 254 houses and 7 churches in the Yatyap Chiefdom in the Kaduna State located in central Nigeria. 84% of the Yatyap people are Christian. Psalm 34, verse 16 says, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." Please pray for God to bring justice for the grieving families and peace to Nigeria. At 1:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, a man walked into the Collierville, Tennessee Kroger supermarket and started shooting, reports Action News 5. 12 people were injured, and 2 people, including the shooter, have been pronounced dead. The shooter is dead from what police believe is a self-inflicted gunshot. 4 of them are in critical condition. Several Kroger employees said they recognize the shooter, who has not yet been named, as a coworker. A new poll revealed that Biden voters have significant buyer's remorse. Washington Examiner columnist Paul Bedard described it as a, quote, "stunning turnaround," end quote. In a Rasmussen poll of 1,000 likely voters, conducted September 21st and 22nd, they would now pick President Donald Trump over Joe Biden by a 51-41% margin if given a second chance at Election Day. Bedard explained, quote, "just 247 days since President Joe Biden took the keys to the Oval Office, a majority of people appear to want him evicted and former President Donald Trump back, and by a country mile," end quote. Key was the fact that independent voters overwhelmingly said they would go for Trump by 20 points, and 1/5 of the Democrats would even now vote for Trump. The turnaround comes after Biden's COVID mandates, his inflationary economic policies, his abortion push, his southern border crisis, and his catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, leaving behind hundreds of Americans and thousands of Afghans who had helped the U.S. there. Bedard noted that another recent poll by McLaughlin and Associates revealed, quote, "voters want Trump's leadership style back," end quote. When asked about Trump's style, voters said by 52-44% that, quote, "it wasn't so bad," end quote. In a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing 10 days ago, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky confronted Secretary of State Antony Blinken over President Joe Biden's botched withdrawal of our troops from Afghanistan. He was upset with Biden for 2 reasons. First, Paul does not believe that Biden should have left behind $80 billion of military equipment, which the Taliban can now use against us and our allies. And second, America should not give the Afghanistan government, which is now controlled by the Taliban, another dime, much less the $10 billion we apparently promised.
Why don't we subtract the $80 billion from the $10 billion you're going to give them? Then they're minus 70 still. I mean, really, the fact that you're entertaining good behavior, that they'll get more money, I think is a big mistake and a naive notion that we're going to somehow change this Stone Age philosophy by giving them more of our money. We've sunk trillions of dollars over this. This is our chance to have a peace dividend. Let's quit sending good money after bad.
Senator Paul had an inventive idea for what we should have done with the U.S. helicopters and planes that we left behind.
Maybe we should have bombed the helicopters and the planes that we left behind. Once they took all of our stuff, we should have said, "you got 20 minutes to get out of it because we're going to blow it all up." Then you would have sent a message of strength. Instead, we bombed somebody who we're not sure whether it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative. That's not sending a signal of strength. And in the end, there will be more blowback from it. If you killed an aid worker on accident, I mean, do you think we're better off because of that?
And Senator Paul had a final thought about the stupidity of giving the Taliban any money, especially after two suicide bombers blew up 13 of our soldiers.
Releasing money to the Taliban will add insult to injury. It'll be terrible for the memory of the 13 soldiers who died in the end, who were the final soldiers to die in this war, if you end up giving money to the people that have been ruining the Middle East and Afghanistan for decades. I hope you won't release the money, and I think it'll be a big mistake.
And finally, with a prediction for very stormy weather ahead for the nation he loves, meteorologist Carl Bonnick signed off last week after being fired for refusing to take the COVID-19 shot, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Bonnick had served as the weatherman at Michigan's WLUC-TV for 33 years, according to the Washington Post. Gray Television, the parent company, instituted a mandated COVID shot policy that went into effect on Wednesday. In a post on Facebook, Bonnick wrote, quote, "The abrogation of our liberty and freedom under the guise of a pandemic is very disturbing to me. Hopefully, whether you lean right or left, you are concerned about what has occurred the last year and a half. I just wanted to go about my business, live and let live, and keep my mouth shut. But this act by the federal government through corporate America has brought me to a crossroads. Our way of life, our freedom and liberty, is collapsing before our eyes." End quote. Bonnick took issue with the censorship of any medical professional who was suspicious of the COVID shot. He said, quote, "We are being bludgeoned with fear, I believe, in an effort to control us. Eminent doctors, virologists, and epidemiologists who post facts contradicting the official accepted narrative regarding COVID are being censored. Some are losing their jobs," end quote. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Bonnick concluded with, quote, "a distillation of a portion of Jefferson's masterpiece, the Declaration of Independence. When tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.